Hey everyone, welcome back to Strip Down and Straight Up. Me again, Nikki. This episode is funny. I had a good time. My friend Carrie came on and we talked about community, building a business during the pandemic, and just had so much fun. I hope you enjoy it. And please check me out on www.patreon.com/Nikki Ostman for all of your different kinds of podcast memberships. Love and gratitude. Thank you guys. Enjoy the podcast. Oh my God. Hello. I was like, this girl, I already cannot deal with her.
Sounds about right.
I was like, I'm going to have technical difficulties and I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, you know, tech, I'm no techie. So
no techie either.
It was just text. And then all of a sudden, after I texted you back, it was like, oh, wait, no, now it is a link. Okay, so
we're here and we're recording. And I was thinking this is the only way I could start this podcast with Carrie. Because,
right?
I'm like, these are the notes I have for you. Met through social media, funniest videos, MLM queen, huge community. And I'm like, how am I doing? What's happening here? So let me first off by welcoming you to the podcast.
Thank you, Nikki.
Carrie, say your last name because I don't know how to say it properly.
It's okay. It's Pfeiffer. Nobody says it right. It's all good. Pfeiffer.
Okay. And we've never met.
No, not in person.
Never in person. We met through social media, but we have weird connection because I used to work with your sister.
Yes.
And we never knew each other then. Never knew each other then. And which is funny because I lived with Trisha for a couple months.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. So lived with Trisha, met your mom, met Sadie, I think. Yeah. I think one of your daughters came to Calgary with your mom one time.
Oh, no. Would have been somebody else. Maybe my other sister or something.
Maybe would have been
drunk. I did not have kids then.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, just in my imagination then. So you live in rural Saskatchewan.
Yes, northeast Saskatchewan, kind of what some people would call the boonies.
Yes, and my brother just sent me a video from Saskatoon.
Oh, they got hit so hard, just like we did.
So did you get hit that bad?
Yep. Yeah, it's like
Armageddon 2020.
Oh, what next, right?
Alex Trebek died yesterday. Now we have,
I know. I couldn't even believe that.
I know. I mean, sad state of affairs.
It is. But yeah, no, it was. I actually just did a little videotape of this man trying to drive his quad, which he has got a push blade, a snow blade on the front of it. Was trying to drive it down the street. And I didn't catch it when he got stuck, but I caught it when he had to back up. And he backed up about 5 houses.
Oh my God.
And then put her in drive and just stomped on it to get through that section.
Nice.
So yes, we definitely got dumped on. Yeah.
I was watching a video from Saskatoon last night where guys were actually just out on their snowmobiles, just helping people get out on the streets.
I know. Isn't that heartwarming?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. I saw a picture of that on Facebook. 2 guys on snowmobiles helping people get unstuck.
Exactly. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you during this crazy pandemic is because you make me fucking laugh so hard with all of your videos.
Oh, I'm loving the TikTok. I love the funny TikToks.
And so I was like, I'm 47. I can't go on TikTok because I watch my nieces going swing, swing, dance, dance, blah, blah, blah. But you do the ones okay, where you're doing voiceovers.
Yeah, see, stop right there. You will never catch me doing one that you're supposed to be looking good in.
Uh-huh. You're not that, aiming you know to...
First of all, that's not my style. Like, I like to make people laugh, and I like to laugh at myself. So,
yeah,
let's do the funny ones. Like, I like the funny. Yeah.
How do you... Okay, so I actually listened to this other podcast that I listened to where they had a TikToker kid on. And he was saying how they do lots of business people's do it just because it gets into like a gets you into your algorithm or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know any of this stuff, but he told, okay. So he says that there's this house in LA and it's called the Hype House.
I've heard, my kids talk about this. Yes.
Okay. Cause you have younger kids like my niece. So the Hype House has all these famous millionaire TikTokers that live in it. And now there's all these couples who do all these couple TikToks.
Yes.
I was like, I'm so old. I
know. I would have no idea about it, but yes, I have a 10 and 12 year old daughter and daughters, I guess. And I do the very basics on TikTok.
And but I like how you do basics, like the I like how you do the videos too.
They're super fun, and you know, I'm not gonna lie, you can get lost in TikTok because there's a lot of funny stuff on there, and I mean there's a lot of other stuff on there too, but I really the funny is where is that it's at for me. So I can do like I scroll and scroll and try and find one that I think is funny and that will be funny and make people laugh when when I do it. So yeah, I have a lot of fun with those. Yesterday I put that post. Have you seen that post going around on Facebook? If Carrie wasn't my name, what do you think it should be?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
So yeah, I did that yesterday, and one of the girls, a girl commented on my post, nothing to do with my post. She just posted or commented on my post. I think it's time for another one of your TikToks, please.
Nice. Yeah, we don't want to rename you. We just want to watch you do videos.
They're so much fun. And you know what?
Oh my God.
Like business sense though, seriously, what a difference it has made. Because so, I mean, I won't get into the technicals about algorithms and stuff, but
yeah,
they just say when you get more and more comments on your posts, then Facebook looks at it as it has value because lots of people want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So then Facebook starts pushing it out to more people. And what a huge difference it has made for my business, like building my own community through humor.
Okay.
Even though my business has nothing to do with humor.
Yeah.
You know, like it has nothing to do with humor, but they're seeing my personality and who I am.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what are you on Instagram or are you just on Facebook?
You know what? I have Instagram, but I don't do anything with it.
Okay, you build your community on Facebook.
I have so far. I need to get back into Instagram because it is a great platform too.
Yeah.
I'm just one of those people where because I'm not so techie, and not that Instagram is techie, but I get overwhelmed very easily when I'm on more than one platform.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I find I've been sticking with Instagram, which is funny because that's not really my age group.
Right.
You know, like my age group is kind of over more on Facebook, but I mean, so I'm trying to expand more, but that's why I was asking you about TikTok because it's so funny because I'm like, oh, I'm so old for TikTok. And then I'm like, okay, if Gabby Bernstein's on TikTok, I guess I can be on TikTok. Well, like all these, you know what I mean? Like,
shit, I'll be 42 right away.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we're a big age difference. Who cares how old you are? Like, you know, right? Everybody always used to be like, oh, you have to wear this haircut. You have to do this. Oh, you're this age. You can't do that. Ah, screw that. TikTok is
think about it. Think about when your mom was 42, right?
Right. She would have never.
Yeah.
No.
We were like, oh my God, our moms are so old.
It's the truth. It's all relative to what age you are at the time.
Yeah, exactly. So Carrie, let's talk about you and this new
yes
crazy business. So let's go way back. So
sure.
When you were little, you wanted to grow up and be a what?
Oh, when I was little, I you know what, I am and kind of always have been a live in the moment. I don't know that I ever really wanted to be anything. And I'm not even going to lie. Like it was, I'm just kind of always been that person where it's like, eh, I don't want to think about too far ahead.
You're like, fuck it. I'm going to try this.
Yep. Yep. And I've done that actually.
So were you was your first real job as a hairdresser?
No, actually. Oh, I went to school in Lethbridge and took fashion design and merchandising. And then I actually moved to Calgary out of Lethbridge, and I worked for a clothing manufacturer, and they were a primary clothing manufacturer for Mark's Work Warehouse.
What?
Yeah. So they did all the workwear. They didn't do the ladies wear or anything like that. They did all the workwear. So I was actually a supervisor in a clothing manufacturer in Calgary. And that's where I started.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does that not fit your personality? Holy shit.
So, yeah. But then, you know what? I hated Calgary. And a part of it for me was because I was staying with friends, and I lived at the time the farthest northwest that you could live. And I worked in the southeast.
Oh, gross.
So, yeah, that killed it for me. Right.
And Calgary's so spread out.
It's so spread out. So that killed it for me. Moved back to Saskatoon, and then I took my hairdressing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there was no jobs like that.
Yeah.
Around home. And I'm a Saskatchewan girl, and I wanted to be closer to family. So that's where I wanted to move to. And yeah, so I retrained to be a hairdresser.
You are 1000% a Saskatchewan girl.
I really am.
Yeah, really.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
It's in the blood.
So hairdresser. And then when did you start dabbling in like MLMs?
MLMs was, well... So I quit hairdressing. I gotta work backwards in my head. You know how that is. I quit hairdressing about 6 years ago, and I did that. So that was probably my first time. Yes. First time in an MLM was about 6 years ago.
Okay. And you found a community.
I found a community. And that's at the time was everything that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was looking for.
I think the one thing is because I'm an MLMer, I love being a part of them. And I think it's because of a community.
Oh, absolutely. It's really funny because I can tell you that I have some amazing girlfriends in my life and people that are go-tos for me. And I have some really close friends, but there's just something about being involved in something where you and other women have the same focus and the same goals, and you're working towards the same thing, and you have each other's back. That's something special on a different level.
Yeah.
And that's
definitely,
that's what, and my first MLM, I'm not even gonna lie, I totally shit the bed. Like I didn't even really work the MLM. I was just a part of the community.
Fair enough.
Because that's what I wanted.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot. And I think, I totally agree with you. I think that's how I was when I was part of a Beachbody community because, you know, you're supposed to be posting and every day and you're like, shit, I didn't work out today and I had an extra large pizza, but I better post some sweat on my face to be a part of the community. You know what I mean?
Totally. Like, oh yeah. My first MLM was jewelry. And I don't even wear jewelry.
Yeah.
But I loved the group of women that were doing it and it was so much fun. And so every once in a while I'd slap on a piece of jewelry and promote it. And don't get me wrong, I liked the jewelry. It wasn't that it wasn't nice, but I'm not a regular jewelry wearer. So
yeah,
my draw was completely the community. And that first and foremost is what's kept me coming back to MLMs for sure.
And so now,
yes,
you've sprung.
Yeah, exploded.
Into a new adventure that I've been quietly watching you on Facebook. So just tell me, when did you hear about it? How did you hear about it? And how have you grown into where, I mean, this has all happened mostly through the pandemic, right?
Totally through the pandemic. Actually, the pandemic, it postponed what was supposed to happen because of the pandemic. So we actually had a longer wait time, but I digress. Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. Go from the start.
So it was really cool actually. Cause during COVID now this is how cool we're talking about community. So the girls that I used to be in the first MLM with, during this, everybody was in quarantine. You're not supposed to be going out. And we all said, hey, let's have a Zoom call and let's have some drinks together and just shoot the shit. So
love it.
Yeah. We all get together on Zoom and I had a pair of magnetic lashes and eyeliner from another company that I had just ordered online, and I had got them for my daughter for dance. So we're in this Zoom call and I'm like, hey, look at these. And I took my eyelash off and I put it right back on. And we all chatted about it for a while. And one of my girlfriends, after we got off, she started to be like a dog with a bone. She's like, I need to research these and see what's all going on with these, because those are super, super cool. And, you know, obviously so easy. So she got off and she started researching magnetic eyeliner and magnetic lashes. And she found the original creator and inventor, which, by the way, is a woman. Love it.
Yeah.
And she runs a direct sales company that sells these, but they weren't in Canada yet. So she found a girl in the States who is a distributor for this company, which is called Tori Bell, the one that we're with. And she got a hold of her and started asking her questions. And they were supposed to launch in March. Nope. May. Sorry. I got my
in Canada.
Got my M months mixed up. Yeah. They were supposed to launch in Canada in May. So this all started. And they knew they were going to be delayed a little bit, but didn't think that much. So she got a hold of me after she found all this out. And she's like, I want you as a partner. Let's do this. Are you ready to run? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Because like I said, I had been in the first MLM. Totally, you know, didn't do anything with it. Ended up spending more money than I made. And then I did another MLM, kind of the same thing. And so I'm kind of thinking maybe I should stop putting my money into the MLMs.
Yeah.
Because they were basically hobbies, right? And hobbies cost you money.
Right.
So anyways, I got off the phone with her. 5 minutes later, I phoned her back and I said, who the hell am I kidding? I looked at some of the stuff and this is a brand new freaking company that is, for one, in the beauty industry, number one selling industry in the world. It's a consumable product. So, you know, you get your repeat customers and it's click, click, buy with this company. So I don't have to hold stock. People can go to my website and they can buy and get shipped directly to them, which was a huge downfall of my last MLM, right? Because I had to hold all the stock on my shelves.
You were always running out.
Oh, and yes. And then, well, something would come out and before it sold out, you'd want to have some, but you didn't know if anybody was going to buy it. Yada, yada, yada. So anyways, Tori Bell was just, it was a fit. It was, you know, not very often do you get that opportunity for something that is just brand new coming into the country, let alone brand new, something that is new in the industry. It's, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, it's another jewelry company. It, you know, it's something that is new in the beauty industry. So that was, that was huge for me. So I'm like, you know what? I've always held myself back. I've always made a million excuses for myself. Oh, I should do this first before I get to work. I should, you know, I don't know. My family should come first, which yes, absolutely. This should be a priority, but guess what? I freaking matter too. And I can have my own priorities set for myself. So I decided with this company that I was all in. And I am all in, and wow, have we exploded in Canada.
Yeah.
It's been amazing so far.
So, Carrie, I know that when they were coming in, I was watching these videos, you're building them up, you're putting them on. So what is it about? I feel like it's, because you've got a hook in there. You're like a premier consultant in Canada. You're like the founding. So I feel like you've finally said, yes, I'm actually going to take a stake and make it mine.
Absolutely. I have definitely done that. And like that opportunity is still there. We are only in, what did we launch? We launched September 25th. So we are not even 2 months into this brand new company in Canada. And that, You won't get the title of founding affiliate. They only did that till the anybody who registered till the end of October. But let's be honest, no matter if the title does nothing for you, like they don't do dick all for, you know, it's not like, oh, you get a special benefit because you're a founding affiliate. No, I just get to say I'm a founding affiliate. But
that's
anybody who gets in right at the beginning like this is definitely a founding affiliate. You get to say, you know, I don't even know what the number is right now, but the number is so small of people who are selling all across Canada that the opportunity is still so huge. And I feel like I totally sidetracked there of what you asked.
No, that's fine because I go off on tangents all the time. I was just going to say that I found out about magnetic lashes because I love the Kardashians.
I'm obsessed with them too.
Yeah. And Courtney promotes magnetic lashes because they are better.
Right.
And better. And so I'm going to botch it. So can you explain to me how they are better for you than getting eyelash extensions?
Well, eyelash extensions, I've actually never personally had them.
Me either.
For one thing, you couldn't pay me to let somebody touch my eyes like that for an hour. It like freaks me out. Mm. And then having to lay there for an hour every 3 weeks. No, thank you.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing. But I still love lashes. Like I love the way they look.
But, yeah.
So it's kind of amazing to me how many people are getting allergies towards the glue and the adhesive that they use for these lashes. So there is like getting to be more and more kind of a problem for people that they can't get the lashes anymore just because of these allergies. Their eyes are red and puffy and, you know, they're always watering because of the reactions to the glue. But a lot of these companies have stuff in their glue that you just don't want to put on your body, especially near your eyes. You know, it's just something that you should be really careful with.
For my own personal story, ever since I've had chemotherapy the second time, my face is like as sensitive as a newborn baby's ass, and I can't put anything on it. So I struggle. Like I was using Beauty Counter for a very long time, and now I'm trying out Drunk Elephant. But with my eyes, I don't think we knew each other back before I moved from Saskatchewan, but I used to get eye infections
really
all the time. Always. Yeah. Always had pink eye. And it was after like the years following my last round of chemotherapy. And I would just get blown out eye infections. I was using natural products. The only thing I was using to moisturize my face was coconut oil, which ended up being bad for me because I was using food grade coconut oil, but that's a sidestep. But I find eyeliner and eyeshadow and mascara can tip me off so bad, and I can buy something and it can make me have a massive eye infection where I have to go and throw out all my makeup because I get this. And I've seen doctors are just like, well, I guess you should stop using makeup. And I was like, no, it ain't gonna happen.
So
I've been looking for stuff. So I've read into the magnetic eyeliner that it's doesn't have a bunch of shit in it.
Yeah. No.
Yours specifically.
Yeah, she's, you know, our CEO is really conscious of what goes into the product. So when I told you that she is actually the inventor and creator of this magnetic eyeliner, the original one, and then everybody took her idea and ran with it, which we are patent pending, so which is amazing. She actually made this in her kitchen the very first time. And she did her research and used only safe ingredients. She went, we've had this question because our original liner is made in China. And so we've had a lot of questions about, well, why is it made in China? And it has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that she took her formula that she created to, like, when I say multiple, I mean a lot of different labs to get them to create it in mass form for her. She took it to the state, all these labs in the States, and nobody would do it for her. because they kept telling her that, mm-hmm. no, we have to add this. We have to add this ingredient. We have to add this to it. And she kept saying, absolutely not. I will not put that in my product. So she seriously searched high and low, found this company in China that would do it exactly how she manufactures it. So she has very close contact with them and has a really good working relationship with them. And she has had it created there the whole time because they are the only ones that would follow by her ingredients list. So that's a really cool story. Perfect. So they do have now because she's, and the reason that she couldn't find anybody to do it before was because she was so small, right? There, she wasn't a big entity. So now she actually has a second magnetic eyeliner that is made in the USA that now they will follow her instructions. Because she's grown a lot, right? Business-wise. So we still have the one made in China, and then we have this new one made in the USA.
Gotcha. And women are finding that they're not getting, sensitivity for
every product, there's always going to be somebody with sensitivity, right? Always. There's no way around that.
Yeah.
So we do have the two types. Both of them are hypoallergenic. So the classic one is the original one that was called hypoallergenic. Now, because a few people reacted to it, she decided to create another one that had a different set of ingredients in hopes that she would have a better reach for people who were having sensitivities. Right. So what we have found is that if you react to one, normally you won't react to the other. So I think that was pretty cool that she wanted to really encompass as big of a market as she could and not leave anybody out. Yeah,
that's right.
So, but on the most part, I haven't had any customers that have had to return it because of sensitivity. Yeah.
Fantastic. And it's funny because I heard about Tori Bell last year because a girl that I met through my Beachbody community, she sells them now. And I was like, give me those lashes. And she's like, we can't send them to Canada. So it's funny because that was a year ago she started selling. And women are scooping these up all over the place.
They're a hot item, not gonna lie. Hot item. The demand has been crazy. And the great thing about it is that Tori Bell they were prepared. So their stock levels are great so that they are actually meeting demand, and which is something to be said for an MLM company, because a lot of times they go in with minimal product because they don't know what the situation is going to be. And it has been booming. And I'm going to say that I have so many ladies who are so excited on how something so small has really changed how they feel about themselves. And I'm one of them. I don't come across as somebody who, I don't lack confidence or anything, but I feel pretty when I put my lashes on. I feel pretty when I, when I don't have my lashes on, but when I put them on, I'm like, oh, I like the way I look.
It just makes me
so happy. Something so small can make such a big change for somebody. And that's what I love. I have my customers that are getting them and they are just beaming, and it makes me, it makes me grin from ear to ear too. I love it.
I love to hear that. So you are telling me that you have found, invested, created, and are killing at a company that you've created online through the pandemic.
And I don't think that this pandemic is going anywhere anytime soon. I hate to say it, but I think we're all thinking the same thing. And I know there's a lot of people that are struggling. And I am, like I said from the beginning, the first thing that drew me to this is community. And my dog. Somebody must be coming in the door. Mm-hmm. But the first thing that drew me to this is community, or to MLMs, period, is community. Mm-hmm. And I have built myself a team community that there are some days that I'm like, okay, shit, I gotta post something for myself because I've been working with my team for the past 2 days, because that is where my happiness is working with my girls. We walking side by side through this, but I'm there to help them. And I love that it has given a new dimension to a lot of these ladies' lives where, you know, let's be real. A lot of us women are like, okay, I come last. That's just seems to be the go-to mentality for ladies. And I have now kicked that out the window because that's bullshit. And I'm loving it that all these ladies are feeling like they have a new dimension to their lives. And I'm working with them every day. And they are so blown away by what they have accomplished for themselves. And that's the best part of my day, is walking beside them and seeing them shine. And I want to do that for as many women as I can, because I was there too. I was in that position where I was like, I live my kids' life. I look after everybody. I do this. No, now I'm smiling every day and I'm excited to sit at my desk and do my stuff.
Yeah, because when you serve others and take care of yourself, then you have, you know, we always say you have more in your tank to help others.
Truth. Yeah. There's
I love that I'm seeing community more, and I love that, you know, there's a lot of people that say, I just want this to be all over. Well, honey, it ain't going anywhere. So we need to create what we're missing.
You're totally right. Because we can't go out and be in these, you know, gatherings of people, in which, if you are one of those and you're listening to this, smarten up. Smarten up.
Yeah.
But, you know, because we can't do that.
Stand back.
This is a new way to create that feeling of belonging to a gathering. This is a new way of doing that. And I'm not feeling like I'm missing out on anything. I feel like I'm a part of other people's lives still, and not just holed up in my house. So it definitely is something that I don't know where my mental state would be at right now if I didn't have it.
Well, Carrie, I can tell you I've had a really bad time, and I'm starting to come out of my whatever. This has been a really super hard year for me. And I shut down all my coaching and everything and took time off from my day job and all that kind of stuff. And when I came back to it and I sat and I thought, what do I want? And I thought, I want my podcast back. I want to talk to people. I want to know what people are doing. And I want to create that sort of community about hearing about other people. Because at the end of 2020, instead of pandemic being the number one word, I want community to be the number one word.
Oh my God, I love that.
Right? Like, and I just love, like, there's so many, I went off social media because I've been sharing my life on social media since day one, since 2007. And I was a life coach that had a mental breakdown during the pandemic. So I was ashamed of myself. And then when I came out of it and I was like, social media is so bad, how am I going to rebuild my community somewhere that gives me such anxiety? And then I realized I could be a part of that negativity, or I could be a part of the positivity, and I can be like Carrie Pfeiffer, who's doing fucking flower challenges with her kids. And instead of posting about how we hate Donald Trump, do you know what I'm saying? Like, so when I got back on social media, I was like, sorry, don't care if you're my uncle. Yep. See you later. Bye. Because we've created a space where this is my space, which is funny because that's what the original one was called, but this is my space and I have all of these people on my space and they all offend me and make me feel like shit because they're related to me. No, thank you. So let me put on my feed what makes me feel happy, and seeing those fucking videos like make me so happy, Carrie. And I just think you're so part, like you're such a big presence of that community. And I'm so happy to see you doing it again, because I watched you like 4 years ago.
And then my light dimmed.
You kind of stopped.
Yes. Yep.
Right. So I'm so glad you're back. And when I was like, hey, who do I want to talk to on my podcast? I was like, I want to talk to the lady that's shoving ketchup and flour in her kids'
and face. Putting her own like, in it as well.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's the paper, yeah, rock, scissors.
Play paper, rock, paper, scissors. And then, yeah, we saw that on, somebody else had done it. So, this older couple had done it, a video. I saw that. Yes, and I'm like, holy shit, kids, we are doing this.
Okay. So you started, you, Sadie, Kinsey. And what's your, Ken?
Yeah.
Kinsey. You and Sadie and Kinsey started. So on yeah. the pillow oh, first was I wrap flour.
That pillow in saran wrap. And then I laid an ugly old towel over top of it. So we started with, was supposed to be flour. Uh-huh. I didn't have any left, so we used hot chocolate mix. So yeah, hot chocolate Whatever. Mix. And then, so two of us played paper, rock, scissors. I lost, so I got my face slammed into the hot chocolate powder. And then the other two played.
Yeah.
And whoever lost got their face slammed into it. And then we added ketchup. Did the process again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we added, oh, it was uh-huh. Special K cereal.
Oh, and God, then somebody... right. Because one of your daughters was like, it's gonna exactly. hurt my face.
Oh, and my favorite comment, did you catch the one at the very beginning when I got my face put into the hot chocolate? Sadie says to me, oh, that's too much bronzer. It was so funny. Like, we are not scripted ever yes. whatsoever. So, oh no. my God, when she pulled no. that out, it was hilarious. But,
and your kids are all both like you. Like, when you go, ha, and then they do something, and then they're like, ha, and I'm like, they all laugh the same.
Look out, world. Three of our it's laughs amazing. Together is overpowering.
That's right. So then after the yep,
special
cake,
and then mustard, and then the last thing was uncooked rice.
Yeah.
And you do not want to know what the cleanup looked like.
Oh my God. And you did it outside.
Oh God. Yeah. We went in the yard. I said, no way in hell are we doing this in the house. So yeah, we did. Went out and did it.
Yeah. Cause I see people doing it at their kitchen tables.
Yeah, no, it ain't happening. Cleanup was bad enough being outside, but lucky for me, we have a carburetor in the sink. So we all put our faces over the sink and hosed our faces down and sent it all down the carburetor and then popped in the shower.
But let's just have some fun.
Who cares? Like, it's so funny, like, because so many of my daughter's friends saw that and they said, oh my God, my mom would never do that. Well, why the hell not?
Mm-mm. The best one is your contouring video.
Yeah, I need to contour the shit out of that double chin.
Oh my God. You guys have to follow Carrie on Facebook. She did a contouring video with
it was just like a cream eyeshadow.
Oh my God. And she was contouring her double
and
chin.
And the size of my neck. Oh, I kind of wanted amazing. My neck to look a little thinner. And you know, it's
so when you see me acting a fool, I'm trying to be right? like you. Cause I'm like, I used to be so funny, and then now it's like, oh, I get so much anxiety, and I'm trying to pull myself out of that because I used to dance and do makeup and put my hair up. And now I'm just like, what are people going to think? I'm coming out of it, but that's how I was feeling at the beginning of the pandemic. So then I'd just be like, and Carrie, how funny is it? Because here's the best thing about social media is
right?
you didn't know exactly. I was watching you. So when you see people, and you post a video, like, this is something I'm really trying to tell my 11-year-old great niece, right. who's a TikToker. When you post that video, you love it as much as you love it now, as you love it when you see either 100,000 likes
absolutely.
Or one like.
Because you know what? The only person you should be doing it for is you. And let the lovers be lovers and let the haters
and
be haters.
And to make fucking people.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you should be doing everything you do in life. You should be doing it to make yourself happy. You shouldn't ever be doing something to try and get people to like you, or just be you, because that is the only state where you are going to be at your happiest. There's not a lot mm-hmm. of joy in trying to be something you're not.
No. And I love that you haven't pulled out the 2020 word of authentic. Just be authentic. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, it's not really my thing.
Yeah, just be like, and that's the thing. Like, I was struggling so hard, and one of my friends was like, why can't you just be like who you are? And I was like, because people are like, I was doing live videos all the time, and then I would do a live video and I would delete it. And
yeah,
like,
cut that shit out, Nikki. I want the old Nikki back out here.
I'm going to be
do
like
it.
Carrie,
and I will, if I could do a 10,000 likes on it, I would.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, I'm guessing you felt happier when you were just not thinking about any of that shit about what people were thinking or anything and just doing your thing.
Do you know what killed me, Carrie, is being, when I became a life coach, part of the thing was I had really bad, I don't know, jealousy, what do they call it? Imposter syndrome. And I was like, how were all these life coaches making $10 million? And I fucking hustle to sell a $7 package.
I know exactly what you mean. You know what? Can I insert, and I'm going to insert a quote here.
Yeah.
Because yeah, 1,000%. This is, my friend always says this, and there's nothing more true than this. Comparison is the thief of all joy. It is. Yeah. If you're looking at somebody else's success, their story is different than yours. Focus on your story mm-hmm. and manifest the shit out of what you want to do. If you focus on somebody else, you're not going anywhere because you're not focusing on you.
That's right. And I was, before I sold anything on the internet, right. I was me. I talked about me. I talked about my struggles. I talked about my depression. I talked about my breast cancer. And then when I started selling things and I was like, oh, I didn't get very, nobody yes, wants to hear about that. And then I didn't realize that the people that were watching me because I was me, not because I was a life coach or because I was trying to sell them a Beachbody package. So now I'm just trying to get back to being me and talking to people. And yes, my podcast is my passion and that's what I want to focus on. So yeah, I had to let go of all that shit and do lots of fucking therapy and journaling about that, because it can really fuck you up when you're comparing yourself.
Yes.
So hardcore. And then I seriously had a breakdown this summer and I was like, worst life coach ever. I had a mental breakdown. And then at the end of the day, I was like, well, I need to be me before I can be anybody else.
Absolutely. And I mean, you can't tell me that there hasn't been another life coach who's had their own breakdown. Right? That's the thing, is that just because you're a life coach, you're not a robot. You feel.
Yeah.
You experience things. Things affect you. It's, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I think all that does is make you a stronger coach, Nikki. I think you come out on the other side having learned from that experience. And I mean, don't ever be afraid to grab a hold of that and share it, because it shows somebody that you came out on the other side.
Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm heading to now, is to just share that experience, because I've had fucking breakdowns. I'm a crazy lady. I've had lots of breakdowns and I have good reason to have some of those breakdowns. But this one just felt so different. And I don't know if it was the pandemic, but I think that in online business in general, there is a lot of that comparison. And, you know, anyone who isn't making $1 million is saying, well, fuck. Like, every time my niece and her husband are always like, you join another call.
Oh, for God's sake.
Pyramid scheme? Because that's
totally
how it
is.
Right? Because people think, you've probably heard, you know, Carrie's joined another pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
yeah, bitch,
watch me
make money
soar.
Doing it. Yeah. And that's, I think out of anything that I learned from Beachbody was that it was that part about the community. And I still have friends from Beachbody that I've never met who live in the States that I talk to often. You can make,
hey?
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And I'm just so happy to see you on the Facebook again.
I'm super excited and happy that you're back because you're a bright light and there is nothing better. Like, I did notice that you were a little bit vacant because I used to love to see your selfies and you would make me smile. Like you said, we've never met in person before, but I feel like I know your personality. I think we're very similar.
Because everyone, like people here are always like, fuck, are you from Saskatchewan? Because I'm so loud and I swear like a trucker. I'm not afraid to get in and do, you know, so that's, I'm a true Saskatchewan girl too. And I just think that, I just think that what you've been doing is so fantastic. And I'm so happy to be back.
I feel like I am more myself than I've been in probably 10 years. So yeah, everything is love so it. Good right now.
I love it. So tell me about what you got going on right now for the listeners. If they need some magnetic glasses.
We are having holiday launches every Thursday up until December 10th is going to be the last one. And the only reason they're doing that is because you want to have some shipping time before Christmas, right? So holiday launches, which is new products to the company every week, every Thursday. And so just a little.
Okay, wait, there's some like, sorry, I was totally just going to interrupt. There's like eyeshadow.
Yes. Oh, yes. So they're a cosmetics company. So their flagship product is definitely the magnetic lashes and liner. And then there is shadows. They have mascara. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head right now because, you know, when you get put on the spot.
brow gel.
Their brow kit.
Brow.
Waterproof, smudge proof. Amazing. Yeah. It comes with stencils. And the stencils are actually nice brows. You know, did you ever get one of those kits before where it was like, who the hell's going to put that brow on their face?
Carrie, the first time I went through treatment, I had no eyebrows and I bought one of those stencil kits. And I had the best fucking time putting on those eyebrows because I was like, the eyebrows are the worst.
So yeah, the stencils that are in this, and I do my brows and I've done them for a long time, so I don't use a stencil, but I used them just to see how they would work, and they're amazing shape. They're amazing. So yeah, the brow kit is amazing.
Nice. Okay, so I cut you off, so let's go back.
So yeah, Christmas launches are happening, and so our first one was 2 weeks ago, and they came out with a brand new magnetic clutch.
Yep.
So you open it up and it's magnetic on both sides inside. And they came out with a pressed powder foundation that you can use wet or dry. Super cool. And it comes in a tin. So it magnetizes to the clutch inside. And then last week they came out with two new lash styles and I cannot wait to get mine. The one is called Wonder Lash 2 because we already have a Wonder Lash. So it's the same style as the Wonder Lash, but it's cranberry and black colored lashes mixed together. It's fucking beautiful. I can't wait to get my hands on those because I just love, well, first of all, burgundy kind of cranberry is my favorite color. So I just can't wait to get it. And then they came out with a cranberry lip color and all their lip colors are matte. So that, you know, sometimes makes a big difference on people choosing lip colors or not. And then they came out with another lash last week too. It's called Icicle, just more of a wispy look. But it's, you know, this magnetic clutch that they came out with the first week is brand new to the company. So now I think we're going to be seeing quite a bit of products that can be put into the magnetic clutch coming out these next couple weeks. Oh, I'm so excited. But
fantastic.
Seriously, Wonder Lashes are, I can't wait to get them cranberry and black lashes mixed together.
That looks, yeah, that my sister wears a burgundy mascara.
Yeah. And well, and it's so pretty because it's a deep, pop. You know, it's a deep color. It's not bright. You know, it's not, when you put it on your eyes, mm-hmm. it's not going to be like, holy crap, what do you got on there? It's a nice deep color and it's mixed with black.
Yeah, exactly.
Too. So, yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I can't wait to get them.
Am I crazy or did I see you doing something where you were wearing two different
you can stack them
on one eye?
So you could use, it's like some girls are like go big or go home, right? So they will take two pairs of the same lash and just put one on top of each other and apply them to their lash line, which
just so that it's a little bit thicker.
And then you can even do, you know, if you don't want it thick all the way to the ends, you can use a smaller style with a bigger style. So it gives it a little more thickness, but not as much at the ends. You know, like stacking is pretty cool because you can, with a couple pairs of lashes, you can do quite a few different looks. Yeah, it's super fun.
I love it.
So if you're on Facebook, my customer group is called Lash Impact with Carrie. And you do have to request to join. And the only reason that I have it set like that is because with our company, we're not allowed to do giveaways in an open group. So, of course, I want to do giveaways every once in a while. So I have to have my group closed. So you do have to request to join. But I just let everybody in. I just have to have it private. So yeah, it's Lash Impact with Carrie.
Right.
And then I have a website link in there as well that everybody can go and look at products. I can say the link too. It's kind of long, but it's shop.torybellcosmetics.com /Carrie Pfeiffer, which is CareyPfeiffer /home.
And Carrie, I'll get you to send me all your links and I'll put them in the episode notes
awesome. Of the podcast. That's great.
So people can find them. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm super excited for you.
Thank you. Well, I got to say one more thing before we say goodbye. For you having me on here, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You need to message me after we're off and tell me if you think you would be able to try these magnetic lashes on your eyes or not, because I want to send you some goodies for having me on. Yeah, I do.
You do?
We'll talk to you after and you let me know what lash want. I'm hoping that you can wear them because I know you said you're sensitive. But yeah, let's try it out. Try something.
Yeah.
I want to get you something out.
Let's try it out
to you. So yeah, I'd love to do that for you.
Oh, fantastic.
Yay.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. Okay, so listen, this is the most important question.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Right, hit me with it.
So, you ready? So, if we still had CD players, what CD would you be playing today on a Snowmageddon Monday in Saskatchewan?
I'm kind of in the AC/DC mood today. I'm kind of in the you know what?
Nice.
I'm a girl of all genres. And I know the kids have country playing on the TV up today because it's a snow day and they're at home. Little buggers couldn't even ship them off to school today.
Yep.
But I'm feeling like I need some AC/DC or I don't know, something heavy. Something heavy with a good beat. Yeah.
I like it. I think after this, I'm going to put a little, if you want blow.
Yeah.
You got it.
It is.
That's a good one. All right. Carrie, I love
it. It's been a great morning with you,
fantastic.
Nikki. Thank you so much. So much.
It's been a great morning. Thank God we had no technical glitches.
We got past them and we got here.
And it could have only happened that way for the two of us, I think.
Nobody will be surprised with me.
Yeah, fantastic. Nobody will be surprised if they know either of us. And Carrie, also on my website, I'm going to have a section called The Community. And I want to share all my people who are doing things on there. So we will talk. Send me those links. We'll get your community. We'll get everyone
into some fucking
fantastic lashes. And
because
we're all going to be
making TikTok
videos.
I challenge you, Nikki.
All right, girl.
I'm gonna send you one, and I'll send you instructions on all how right, to do well. It. Okay, sounds
tell
good.
Tell me, yes, please. Okay, send me one. Carrie, I fill you. You filled me with gratitude you, today. I appreciate right back you so you. Much. Thank you for being here.
Sounds and great. Love
we
you, girl.
Will chat soon.
See ya.
Okay. Okay. Bye, girl.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to another episode. Again, my love and gratitude to you. I really hope you enjoyed laughing along with me and Carrie. We had fun. Yeah, NikkiOsman.com, guys. Join my community. It's not a cult, it's a community. Love you.